Right, so you got your apples in locally, did you? Did you buy them in?
Well, we used to buy the orchards.
Mm.
Buy the apples on the trees in the orchards. And then we had about half a dozen chaps we employed at... used to pick them up by so much a basket or a peck in those days. And...
What were the baskets like? Were they?
Well, what we used to call quarter sack baskets, hold about 50 pounds. And they used to pick up the four baskets for a shilling in the 1920s. And then some of our own chaps would go as well with a lorry to horse trolleys and pick up and bring back the fruit as well. But... we used to buy about 200 acres locally, year after year. We used to have the same orchards mostly. And then we'd buy a lot by the ton, which would be delivered from down country, Martop, Chillingstone, Devon, and through that country. And then we'd mix this fruit with our own fruit. And by doing that, you get a quality cider, and a cider that would keep its colour and sparkle nicely for the trade, you know.
So what other kind of apples did you particularly like?
You had a mixture, bittersweets were the main variety we liked, mixed with a sharper apple a bit. But you got quite a good cider from a bittersweet mixture. And of course Kingston Blacks were few and far between. There were a few tons come in, but they were very rare. And we used to press this in the early stages with two double screw presses and and then we had a farm and used to graze about 200 cattle every autumn when we were cider making, and used most of the apple pomace ourselves for fattening cattle, which we used to show quite a lot at Christmas times, and taking dozens, hundreds of prizes, I suppose, all over the place.
Mm.